Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville together in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach East. This is Coffee Talk for Monday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Paul Bunyan Day, which they're probably celebrating in a lot of different parts of the Midwest and what? I don't know, the West, Canada, any other place there happens to be a lot of woods. International Body Piercing Day is also today, so get out there and get that belly button ring you always wanted. If you saw the movie Nomad last year, you might understand the appeal of this particular story a bit more. Because of climbing housing costs and the ease and increasing acceptance of remote work, more people are heading out of their homes and apartments and living in vans. To be clear, they're customizing cargo vans into homes and living a simpler, more adventurous life on wheels, stopping wherever they can and setting up shop wherever the wind takes them, with a good Wi-Fi or cell phone signal, of course. Speaking of living in a van, a new survey found that 70% of millennials are living paycheck to paycheck. And we're not talking about people struggling on minimum wage jobs. Those folks definitely are living paycheck to paycheck. The survey actually found that 60% of millennials making more than $100K a year said they're still managing to live paycheck to paycheck. Are we really that bad at spending money and dealing with money and budgets, millennials? When it comes to women's sports, what's stopping people from watching isn't actually a lack of interest, it's a lack of coverage. A new YouGov poll found that it's not the caliber of play that keeps people from following women's sports less than men's sports. It's the fact that there's so little media coverage of women's sports, and games and events aren't readily found or available on television. And when you think of bucket lists, you think of exciting things you want to do or exotic places you want to see. Those are definitely still up there on people's bucket lists. But post-pandemic, there's a different thing topping the list of things people want to do before they, well, kick the bucket. And according to a new YouGov poll, the top 10 things include starting a business, having children, learning a new language, getting married, changing someone's life for the better. At number 5, owning my own home. Seeing a natural wonder at number 4, achieving a wealth goal at number 3, like paying off a student loan. At number 2, traveling to an exotic location, and for the first time in quite a long time on the bucket list. At number 1, get healthier and lose weight. And that's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.